This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the President's Day edition live from my broadcast future and permanent flagship station, AM860. The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America and the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever you are listening to us. Thank you for your service to America. And to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, and there's a bunch of them, even though it's President's Day, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers. By the way, there's no mail delivery today, but the mail's still being trucked across the country. The Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes to all of our roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Northern Tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And joining us right now, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to start out with the flooding in Mississippi. That's big news to people in Mississippi. Godspeed to each and every one of you. Apparently, they're going to have record flooding there tonight and today, and during the day and tonight. And this is not going to be any fun for them.
It's not, Captain. We're watching the waters of the Pearl River. They continue to rise. Governor Tate Reeves said just yesterday morning that the river is going to continue to rise and warned residents, of course. And so anyone within the sound of our voice, be sure to heed any warnings from your local or state authorities. We understand, Captain, that the worst flooding that we had seen to this date in the Jackson area with the Pearl River was back in April of 1979, then again in May of 1983, but this is supposed to be worse than that, we understand. Part of the good news, if there is any good news in this, is that the reservoir up river from them has stabilized somewhat, and they're sending less water down, but that all could change because we're expecting torrential rains as well. So Jackson is in the harm's way right now, unfortunately.
And the second story that we're following tonight is that four rockets landed again in the green zone in Baghdad. They're trying all the time to reach the embassy. They didn't quite make it. No reports of injuries, but there was some damage.
Well, exactly right. And again, they seem to be probing and trying to figure out exactly what they can accomplish, and try to perhaps precipitate some other kind of incident. They're watching very carefully, of course, too, the way that the American government, or especially the Congress, the House and the Senate, view the incidents before vis-a-vis the War Powers Act, and I would suspect they're trying to precipitate another incident. president.
Now, I want to talk about voter anticipation and voter enthusiasm. The Democrats have just been kind of plugging along so far with their primaries, correct?
Yes. Oh, yes.
But we just found out that in terms of voting and numbers, there has been a record GOP turnout so far in the primaries that they've had in the two states where they've had them, the caucus and the primary, just completed in New Hampshire. And it's the Republicans that are excited, not the Democrats.
Well, exactly right, Captain. It's 2016 all over again because I think Republican voters are fired up. They're fired up because over the last 3 years, we've seen nothing but just constant attacks against the president, of course, ultimately with the impeachment, the trial, and so forth. But get this. In New Hampshire, we understand that President Trump received over 129,000 votes. That's more than double of what the sitting presidents Obama and President Bush had in recent years. And so, again, and typically when you're running unopposed, there doesn't seem to be as much of a turnout. But in this case, they are fired up, and they're fired up because they understand the kind of attacks and pressure that this president's come under.
Well, that's absolutely true. And fortunately for us, we do have a president that's worth listening to, because here is his...
America is great, better than ever. Under President Trump's leadership, we are racing to new heights. Millions of new jobs, rising wages, record low unemployment, securing our border, protecting our country, and respecting our veterans. Most of all, we are proud to be Americans. Proud of our country, our families, and our flag. God bless America. And the best is yet to come.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Boy, does it get any better than that?
It really doesn't. And you know, Captain, back in 1984, when Ronald Reagan was running for re-election, his campaign slogan came out as, it's morning in America.
Right.
I was really pleased to see that what the president seems to have latched on to now is the best is yet to come. So it's very similar, and I think that that we have very similar circumstances, at least in terms of the economy, but maybe not in terms of actual numbers one for one, but it's the perception. It's the idea that America is moving forward. Very different situation in the early 1980s from now, of course, but the message is the same, and I think that people will respond.
And of course, the president today was down there in Daytona. It's the Daytona 500. Now, it's been rained out. They'll be rerunning the race tomorrow, but he just started everybody off. Gentlemen, start your engines. They got the beast out on the racetrack. They ran at 105 miles an hour and ran a lap with everybody.
That was amazing to see.
All right, hold that thought. And caller, hang on. I'll be right back to you there, caller. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, hello to Cheryl in Denver. Hello to John in Barstow, Steve in Thailand, Dispatcher Sue, Tom in California, Terry in Nashville, Richard in Marine in Oregon, Chan in Port Charlotte, Alexandria in Washington, D.C., Woody at Holloman Air Force Base in Mexico, and Al in Nebraska. I'll be right back.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, who's waiting patiently on my telephone line so I can get over to him. But I want to tell you, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain like a lot of us have, I used to, but 3 years and 10 months ago, I found out about a product called Relief Factor. I've been taking it ever since, and it works for me. It's all natural. The ingredients in it are actually nutritional, has nutritional benefits for you. And if you've got arthritis or back pain or neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, just general muscle aches and pain in general, then let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Because many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. And simply put, it works. Now, you can go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go to right there on the homepage, and you'll see the $19.95 3-week quick start. There's a little tutorial about that, about 2 minutes long. Check it out. Take a look at it, and then order your Relief Factor. You'll know in 2 weeks, 3 weeks at the most, what's going to happen. relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. What have you got to lose but pain, right? Right. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, patiently on the phone, we've got Mel up in Saratoga Springs, so let me get on over there. Okay, good morning, Mel. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes, good morning, Captain. A big salute to you, Captain, and all of our military men and women. And good morning to you, Kyle. Yeah, you know, when you were saying about the Democrats, they attacked this president. They're not only attacking him, they're attacking us. 63 million plus Americans who support this president. We know that he's doing the right thing for this nation. He didn't have to do these things because he needed money. He didn't come in with money. He's doing it out of goodness of his heart to try and save his country from what he knew it to be when he was growing up and when I was growing up as a kid, coming up real as an American. And, the Democrats are dangerous with what they're trying to propose and what they are saying what they're going to do. They want to take this, take that, take the house, take the car, take the food, tell you how to live, how to die, and this, that, the other. You know, they are dangerous. We can't afford to let these people get in the off. Not one
no.
of them. I don't care who it is. They are dangerous.
No, and you're right, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit further on, but thanks very much, Mel, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Okay, now, Kyle, what he said is absolutely true, and let me see. Catwoman and Raw Dog are chiming in. Hello, Captain, in Laredo, dropping hook, then back to Lafayette. Enjoyed watching President Trump for the Daytona 500. Have a great night and stay safe, Catwoman and Raw Dog. Well, you guys, too, be careful, and remember, well, they're not going through Mississippi, but they might have some weather to deal with. There's some heavy fog in parts of Texas tonight. But, Kyle, the presidential race on the Democratic side, Michael Bloomberg, now has suddenly, and I guess it's all the money, has suddenly edged ahead of the rest of the candidates in one of the Democratic polls that came out over the weekend. Now, even Rasmussen shows him up slightly by 1 or 2 percentage points. And in Florida, which is kind of unusual, Bloomberg is up right now, which I didn't think that that would happen that quickly, but I guess it is.
Well, it's a real interesting sort of combination here, I think, Captain. You, of course, have all this money, virtually unlimited resources for Michael Bloomberg, and you can't even pull up a YouTube video these days without seeing a Michael Bloomberg ad. But so he's all over the place, and that is a big part of his surging, I think. But also, though, I think that Joe Biden has just been doing a terrible job. He's been coming off as being not somebody who seems to be completely with it all the time, and I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, but he just hasn't been a good campaigner, and I think that he's creating a void there, and Bloomberg is coming in to fill it. Also, I think the voters are looking at the general Democrat, the field there, and they're wondering, do I give my vote to Mayor Pete? Do I give it to Amy Klobuchar? I mean, they don't know kind of where to turn. But the big question is Bloomberg actually, you know, their white knight on a horse? We don't know yet.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Mayor Pete because I was going to get to this, but I'll get to it right now. Mayor Pete and Rush Limbaugh got into a little tit-for-tat conversation over the weekend about Mayor Pete talking about how proud he was of his husband.
Yeah, I saw Mike Wallace's interview of Mayor Pete earlier on Sunday, and it's an interesting sort of an issue that's being brought up, and I do think that whenever we get a candidate who has a particular defining characteristic that sometimes that can even detract away from being able to criticize their policies, because a candidate could say, well, you don't like me because I'm this or I'm that or I'm a man or a woman or whatever the case may be. So I'm hoping that we can get keep focused on what Mayor Pete would actually mean as a president, because we have so much to talk about in terms of what he did in South Bend and what it would look like as a Buttigieg presidency.
Well, yeah, and I'm only going to say this once because I'm not going to dwell on it, but the country, the United States of America, based on Judeo-Christian values and a lot of evangelicals that do vote, is not ready for a gay president yet.
Well, again, yeah, that's part of this whole equation, and so whether or not this gets churned up more because of what Rush said and what Mayor Pete said in response, or does it go away and then they're talking about the policies again, but again, sometimes that's used as a distraction, even with like Elizabeth Warren and so forth. I mean, all the identity politics are there as a distraction to make sure that if you disagree with someone, they can call you a racist or a misogynist or whatever it is they want to call you and try to end the argument that way.
Right. Now, the economy is continuing to beat all expectation. The latest jobs report just absolutely went through the roof here again. And even though they were expecting, I don't know, around 135 or 40,000 jobs, roughly thereabouts, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that the 225,000 jobs were created. And in the meantime, the unemployment rate did move up to 3.6%, but it's because 500,000 people joined in the search for work, which is good news. More people are coming back into the workforce. These are people that have retired.
Well, exactly. And I'm glad you said that they're coming back into the workforce, so now they're part of the equation again. Back during the Obama years, we were simply taking people out of the equation because they had given up. And so we just stopped counting them. They went poof into the ether. They became non-playing characters or something. And that was a real misleading thing because what people were feeling out there, what they were going through was very real. But in the media, you thought, oh, well, Obama's doing great with the economy. No big deal. And it wasn't that case at all.
Now, you and I are going to get into quite a conversation here in the next segment about AOC and about the Justice Democrats, but right now I want to talk about the National Institute of Health, which has warned that the fast-moving spread of the new coronavirus is on the verge of being a worldwide pandemic unless some sort of containment is not immediately successful. Because China, again, I don't trust the numbers.
I don't trust the numbers either. You can't quarantine upwards of 60 million people without there being some really, really good reason. You don't try to build hospitals overnight, and you don't go through all this if it's not really a big deal. But of course, the idea, see, here's the thing too. China's economy, I saw this earlier today, is almost guaranteed to contract by at least 0.5% just only because of the coronavirus thing.
That's right. Well, you see, China's not shipping anything out when it comes to the American products like Apple and a lot of the different electronics part products are not shipping anything out. But the point of the matter is that I don't trust China with their numbers. I do not believe what they're telling. You don't quarantine big cities of millions of people and not have a major problem in China.
Well, exactly right. So, you know, it's not something that is just going to sort of go away in the next, several days or something like that. It's not going to become a footnote anytime soon. But the United States is dealing with this. It's in the open, but in the Chinese system, it's very stealthy and it's sort of hidden. They don't want you to know exactly what's going on, and we won't know until we actually get more of these people who are sending out these messages and trying to get some idea of what's really going on behind the scenes.
Right. And folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, host of the Kyle Warren Show, and we're getting ready to take a break, but I will tell you when we come back, we're going to get into quite a conversation about AOC and the Justice Democrats. Now, some of you are aware of who they are, but many of you are not because they're keeping a very low profile. And I'm very concerned about something that they're doing right now, which the Republicans need to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell them, because if they don't know this, then shame on them, and they better be doing the vetting of the candidates. Kyle, hang on, folks. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And then we're going to give you a report on what this week's polls are telling us. We've got some real interesting numbers to talk about. All right, Kathy Curtis is going to take us to break. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
There's a military flyover in Florida at the Daytona 500 where President Trump, the Grand Marshal.
Fans will scream and the great American race will begin. For 500 heart-pounding miles, these fierce competitors will chase the checkered flag.
He speaks to the crowd with wife Melania by his side, and then takes a historic lap around the track in the Beast, his bulletproof black presidential limo. He also asks the folks at NASCAR for a radio and speaks directly to the drivers. Listen.
Drivers, this is President Trump, and it was an honor to open the Daytona 500. Have a phenomenal day. Have a great race. Be safe. God bless you. We love you.
Now, due to the weather, the race called off. Instead, it's scheduled for Monday afternoon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, they offer coverage for the car or truck that you're driving, also the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, Sea-Doo, or Ski-Doo, and it can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too through your local GEICO insurance agent or by going to the website GEICO, GEICO.com. Now, go over there. If you want to bundle your car insurance together with your homeowners or renters insurance, it'll lower the car insurance for you. So all I can tell you is that give it a shot, see what happens, right? Right. Okay. Now, finally, before I get back to Kyle Warren, I have one other little thing I wanted to mention. I want to thank everybody that came out to the Two Guys Gun Show over the weekend. Now, I was there Saturday and Sunday, and on Saturday we had Margie there with us from the Consumer Quarterback Show, and we had Susie Q with us from this program, and we had a really good time there, and we'll be talking about that in the next hour here. But, folks, thanks very much for coming out and showing up. Very well appreciated. And yesterday we had a lot of people that actually came to the gun show just to see me, not to see any of the guns, and I really appreciate that. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. That's pretty neat, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Now, here we go. People, Republicans everywhere, you need to pay attention to this. And if you're in an REC, if you're an REC member, you need to understand what's going on with AOC, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, and her group called the Justice Democrats. Now, there are a number of candidates being primaried in the Democratic Party, right, Kyle?
That's right, yes.
But there's some candidates being primaried in the Republican Party, too, right?
Yeah.
Well, we have gotten word that a few of these candidates that are in the Republican primary that are being put in there are actually members of AOC's little group called the Justice Democrats, and they've carefully camouflaged themselves and have themselves set up to be Republicans when they are not Republicans.
Well, that is incredibly, concerning, obviously. And hopefully, as these candidates are vetted, it's going to take a lot to try to make sure people get the message, because those labels, you know, a lot of people look at those labels first and then go on from there. But certainly, if you would think, though, too, Captain, that someone would have to do a lot of lying to try to make you think they're a member of the Republican Party when they're really a Justice Democrat.
Right. And the immediate goal is to take over the Democratic Party. They've made their intentions plain. They're going to run hundreds of candidates, federal, state, and local. They said they will even primary their own candidates against established Democrats that, the Democrats they don't like. Justice Democrat Alex Morris is running against incumbent Democrat in a congressional district, Richard Neal, District Number 1 in Massachusetts. AOC's been asked by other Democratic members of Congress to not primary the incumbent Democrats, but what they do not understand is that AOC doesn't have anything to do with it. It has to do with the Justice Democrats, and in particular, her chief of staff. Now, how about that?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I got to thinking about this as well, Captain. And, you know, when Nancy Pelosi couldn't stand up to the squad, as it were, but primarily AOC, and this revolutionary agenda that they have, and they make no mistake, they'll bring in a revolutionary agenda if they can get more of these kinds of candidates into office. But when Nancy Pelosi couldn't stand up to them, that helped their cause greatly, and it's one of the reasons why the Democrat Party is imploding, and they're not going to be able to weed them out very easily as a result of giving in to their demands about impeachment.
Well, the person that's in charge of all this is AOC's chief of staff, who's been placed there, Saikat Charbarati. And he's AOC's chief of staff. He's a Marxist, he's a fascist, and he's the man behind the curtain whispering in her ear, who happens to be one of the key leaders in the Justice Democrats, which, again, it's a clever little name. Technically, they're Democrats, but they're not. They're socialists, big-time communists, too. Now, they'll even run Democrats as Republicans, as I said, in heavily Republican states. Their priority is not based on ideology. It's based totally on power. They want to own every member of Congress and eventually the presidency. And I'll tell you what, Democrats running as Republicans has long been an ongoing problem, because you got to wonder with some of these people when they get in, whether or not they were something different to begin with, right?
Well, exactly. Yeah, a lot of people, you know, are scratching their heads, but I'm glad you mentioned the idea of power, because once they have the power, then they can pretty much do what they want. A lot of these agendas, even the Green New Deal, it's so ridiculous that it couldn't be implemented anyway if you had all the money in the universe, kind of thing. But they say these things in order to get power. And then once they have it, just like we've seen in every oppressive regime throughout history, and especially in modern history, the modern era of the last 67 years or so, they get in and they ruin everything.
Well, here's how I'm going to close this, folks, and I hope you pay attention to this last little bit here. The Justice Democrats seem to operate unrestrained because few people understand what they're all about. Their methods are totally unfamiliar. No one has ever seen this before, so it's difficult to recognize. Pelosi and AOC have, at the very least, a strained relationship, but the Speaker will not openly oppose her. Tests that she goes up the wing of the party, so to speak, and that's how desperate the Democrats have become. And Pelosi is trying to retake the wing and retain control, but she's going to lose the party as a result. The party's going to lose in November, and she's going to lose her position, and we've been pretty much be forced into submission. And then watch the Justice Democrats call for her head. But, Kyle, one last thing. The forces have gathered, and they're now engaged in a legal insurrection and take over the Democratic Party. They're determined to change the face of this country, to bury it forever, and never utter what it once was. The new face is an old face, Carl, Marxism. But it's in a fascist suit.
Exactly. And it's scary. Everybody who just listened to what you just said should be terrified.
Hope they're paying attention.
That's right. Because we saw what's happened, especially in the Soviet Union, when they had their quote-unquote Marxist revolution and all this kind of thing. The suffering that it caused is just on a grand scale, and we know what history teaches us about that. But again, even like you mentioned with Pelosi, I think one of the watershed moments is going to be because Pelosi didn't get up and say,
mm-hmm.
Okay, AOC, you guys, you go sit down, shut up, you might learn something, but we're not going this direction right now because this is the Democrat Party. And because she didn't mm-hmm. do that, it's been a huge mistake.
Now, I want to take a look at the polls from last week because President Trump ended the polling week with the Rasmussen's report at 49%. Now, that's pretty doggone good compared to where he's been, and it's keeping the level moving along at a consistently higher level. In addition, the economic index confidence factor is up. People think things are much better than what they were. 42% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction. And now that impeachment is over and done with, as far as most voters are concerned, the House Democrats are on the way down, and President Trump has made it strong. He's been made stronger politically, and his numbers are still going up.
Yeah, it really is something to see. And I think at the very heart of it, Captain, not only are people doing better in their pocketbook, but I think people feel that they have opportunity and choices in their life. They get to live the American dream, or at least get a little bit closer to it. And I think that they're finding out that President Trump isn't ruling over them. What was it? One of the celebrity people the other day said he's going to rule us until he dies or we die, that kind of stupid stuff. But President Trump isn't ruling over anybody. He's actually creating the atmosphere where people can make their own choices and live their lives. It's amazing.
And back to one final little thing here, and this shouldn't surprise anybody. 47% of the users now under the age of 40 say that social media is what influences their politics, and that's where they get their news from, social media.
That's big time. That's big time. And there's a lot of weird stuff out there, as you and I well know. And you and I have debunked a lot of stuff that has come along with social media. So people need to be discerning, but at the same time, it's a whole new ballgame in how people communicate.
All righty. Tell us all how we can hear your great show, Carl.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And you will be back tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him very much. And it's always he's always such a wealth of information to bring on the program because he is the professor of politics out there in California, IA. And I don't know how he puts up with the likes of Nancy Pelosi, but he does. All right. We'll be back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway report right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back. And Kathy is going to once again take us to break. So, Kathy Curtis, it's your turn to tell everybody how they can get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a little Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes from way back when. Upstate New York's where this group's from. Just give you a little teaser. Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes. You know, I remember him when he used to come up on the hill to Syracuse University, and he was a traveling band, and let's see, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs was another group that was up there. They traveled together all the time, and I'm dating myself, and you guys that know what I'm talking about know exactly what I'm talking about. You want to talk about dancing? You could dance to that stuff. All right, now, Let's talk about the weather, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, because we got some storms out there. Not to forget about what's going on in Mississippi with the state of emergency and the river cresting, especially in the Jackson, Mississippi area. Be careful, guys and gals, and remember, turn around, don't drown. Now, for all the truckers out there, a storm system originating in the Pacific Northwest will spread snow from the upper Midwest to the Northeast into Tuesday, with locally heavy rain possible through Tuesday in the deep south. Meanwhile, we have fog, a lot of it, too, in the middle part of the country, across much of Kansas, across much of Oklahoma. Oklahoma City, you're going to be in fog. The fog goes almost all the way to Amarillo, and it goes up through Salina, Kansas, east and west on I-70, and pretty much ends right about there. But we've got fog now in the Atlanta area, too. Not quite as dense. It's patchy, to say the least, on up to the Tennessee line. And along the Gulf Coast tonight, if you're traveling through the panhandle, by the time you get over around Pascagoula, Mississippi, you'll be running into some fog. It'll get real thick, it looks like, right now around New Orleans. So our listeners driving around New Orleans right now listening to us on our affiliate over there, please be careful. And it goes all the way across Louisiana, all the way to Beaumont, Texas on I-10. So that's where the fog is going to be. Now, again, rain. They expect rain today in Mississippi. That's not a good thing in lieu of the flooding situation they've got with the river way, way, way up cresting today. Also, some rain in western Tennessee expected today. Rain in eastern Arkansas. So be advised, be on your toes there and pay attention. Turn around, don't drown. And I do mean that sincerely. Now, the snow up in the northwest, Washington State. Here we go. East of Seattle. Hello, Snoqualmie. Hello, Wenatchee. Hello, Yakima. You've got snow out to the east coming out of Seattle. You've got snow in the mountains in Washington State going down to Oregon, down through the central mountainous areas there. Over in Idaho, you've got snow south of Coeur d'Alene down to just north of Boise. Matter of fact, up on top of the Cascades, Cabbage tonight, you've got snow on top, but not snow going down. So go figure. It's in the higher elevation. And western part of Montana tonight, Billings and Bozeman, there's snow up in there all the way to the Canadian border. You do have snow in Wyoming tonight, and you got a couple of areas where there's a winter storm warning. One of it's in the northwestern corner of Wyoming and the southwestern corner of Montana. High winds in the central part of Wyoming tonight, especially around Helena. And eastern Wyoming, I-80, snow between Cheyenne and Wyoming, snow north of Cheyenne going up 25. Over in Utah, snow to the eastern and northeastern part of Utah coming out of Salt Lake City going up into Wyoming. And then in Colorado tonight, and you folks in Colorado that are listening to us, you've got some snow around Denver to the west and to the south and to the north. There is a winter storm warning for, it looks like, Vail tonight, going up over the top of Vail over into the Eisenhower Tunnel and down the other side. And then going up 25 into Wyoming, you're going to have the first stretch going up into Laramie tonight. Looks like there's a winter storm warning there, too. Now, there is some light snow tonight across the southern part of Minnesota, the northern part of Iowa, and the central part of Wisconsin going over towards the lake. Madison, Wisconsin, you're getting some snow tonight, so be advised of that. Some high winds in the upper peninsula of Michigan. Northwestern Minnesota got some winds blowing around there. Some winds in the southeastern corner of North Dakota down around Fargo. So be advised of all that. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your friends at your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Now, the thing about it, folks, is that many of you will remember the Pilots used to be, you'd run in there and you'd get a hot dog and a bag of chips and a coffee or a soda, and that'd be it, and out the door you go, because there really wasn't anything there. Well, now you got a reason to stop, because the Pilot Travel Centers, which are a full-service truck stop, could have an Arby's in them, a Chester's Chicken, a full-service Dairy Queen with their full lineup, their big menu, McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, could be a Wendy's, or even a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, which, by the way, now has a restaurant menu, too. Now, if you go to the Flying J, you'll find a sit-down Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill. You might find around the bigger cities an extra hand in there, say maybe a Dairy Queen or a Pizza Hut or a Subway or even a Taco Bell mixed in the mix there, too. So, Pilots and Flying J's, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by, check them out, and tell them the captain sent you, because if you're like Nelson up there in Jasper, he likes to stop and get himself a free cup of coffee. All right, let's do a little bit more here of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes while I find something here. That's Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes from the olden days up there. They're out of Syracuse and upstate New York, and I used to tour all around up there. I used to play a lot of the different clubs and whatnot up there when they were up in the university all the time. And speaking of New York, okay, I just want you to listen to this ingrate Andrew Cuomo, because I'm going to make a comment about this, but let's let him get a couple of things out here, and then we'll just take it from there.
It's not personal. And it shouldn't be personal. It's about the principle. First of all, he moved to Florida because he believes he's politically viable in Florida and he's not politically viable in New York. And they are absolutists in their self-interest. He moved to Florida so he can say to Florida, look, I'm a resident, you should vote for me. Leave New York because he believes he can't win here anyway because we're a Democratic state. And if it's a Democratic state, then abuse them and use them as a political pinata because it doesn't cost you anything politically.
All right. Well, he's out of his mind, and here's why. People move to Florida for one reason. Taxes. And it costs a lot less to live in Florida than it does in New York, and I'll guarantee you that because my property that I had, an acre and a quarter, just off Lake Ontario, cost me more for the taxes on that than most people pay on 50 acres of land down here, which makes no sense because my house was the same as every other house that was built there. They were all built by the same builder. They were all the same style house. And when we moved in there, my wife and I had to challenge my taxes to get them down from where they were at, and I got them lowered by 50% simply by using the rolls that were there and the fact that all the houses were the same in terms of square footage. The only thing that was different is one might have a pool, mine didn't, so that should have definitely put my rates down lower. But I challenged my taxes, and as a result, I wound up becoming a town assessor because they thought that I knew more than they did, and they needed to reassess their district. So that was what it was. And they thought I was an attorney because I showed up with a suit and a tie because I wanted to make a good impression with a briefcase, an attaché case. Oh, who are you representing, sir? I said, myself. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, coming up in hour number two, we're going to have a little treat for you because we're going to open up the telephone lines, as we always do. But Susie Q is going to come on the air with us, and she's sitting right here in studio with me. And we're going to be talking about something that many of you probably don't understand. There's something very critical out there that they're trying to move through Congress, sneak it through, if you will. It's called the New Way Forward Act, and you are going to want to hear about this. And this is AOC again and her cronies. You remember what I just got done telling you? This is AOC and her cronies again in the middle of all this trying to ram something through while you're asleep at the switch. Well, it ain't going to happen, not on my watch. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.